So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Nancy, you ready? Let's do this again.
I love doing this.
Welcome back. Bob Durkin is here.
Great to be back.
Bob Durkin, the president of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. And how are you, Bob?
I'm doing just fine, folks. And things are going great in northeastern Pennsylvania in the world of business.
We have heard that. What is going so well? It seems small business has really taken off for Scranton and the area.
Yes, I'm going to say all across the region. One of the sort of litmus tests we have for how things are going on in the small business world is ribbon cuttings, groundbreakings, things like that. And frankly, we have like a record number of ribbon cuttings to the point where it's driving staff crazy because, you know, it's one of these traditional things you do through a chamber of commerce. You know, we bring the big scissors and we, you know, have the
or
ribbon
you bring
for
the
them.
Shovels.
That's right.
They're digging.
And so we have to split that up and spread it out among different staff. We also have we're really lucky to have a group of volunteers we called our influencers who volunteer to come to these ribbon cuttings because you always want to have a good sized crowd. But it's what's neat about it, I think, is it's not just one sector. It's institutional enterprises like Geisinger's Behavioral Health Hospital, Johnson College opening their new building, fantastic building. But it's also on a smaller level. It's Duval Leather. It's Village Venue. It's Urban Co-Works, even like Jersey Mike's Subs. It's in downtown Scranton. It's in downtown Carbondale. And it's all over northeastern Pennsylvania, certainly happening in Wilkes-Barre and Hazleton as well.
How often do you deal with franchises versus the local business?
It's interesting you say that because we had this conversation recently. It used to be that the franchises wouldn't be bothered with you.
Right.
But now they're finding they want that local connection. They want to be members of the Chamber of Commerce. They want to have us bring the bodies that we can bring, both from a educational or, you know, broad networking standpoint, but also customers. We do a lot of marketing through, you know, your chamber membership. If you play it right, you get, you know, tens of thousands of dollars worth of free marketing and advertising. But it's to go back to the idea of the franchises, there are a lot of them. But what's really, I think, interesting is the number of homegrown businesses that we're seeing. It's the boutique clothier, it's the boutique restaurant, all with people with local roots. You know, there's a mix, of course. But to me, they're the ones that, you know, they're homegrown, they're going to stay. You know, they're going to do everything they can. And many of those people avail themselves of some of the other services we have through the chamber, at least the Scranton Chamber, like small business lending and other promotional opportunities.
We hear a lot about the economy and people talk about price of groceries, how some things, you know, seem to cost and do in many cases cost more than they did. However, on the other hand, when we look at sales of certain goods, money spent on travel, people going out, people are still spending money.
They are. I mean, and it's amazing if you think about this, that, you know, I can't tell you the last time we were at any kind of an event or any one of our members putting on some event. Like, we're going to be at Dave & Buster's again for another event. Place is jammed. So somebody's got money, you know. I mean, disposable income is there. Yeah, this is a funky time for the economy. You know, some of the indicators, inflation, of course, you know, has not yet stabilized. And yet consumer confidence is actually relatively high. Like the last time around, I believe that it spiked again. So people are willing to spend.
It's interesting, too, because I remember when Dave & Buster's was first announced, it was pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic paused everything. And then everyone just kind of thought, oh, they'll never come. But they were, we're here. I just wondered, would people actually go out? And it seems like that's one thing people are unwilling to give up, which is having fun.
Yeah. Well, and another example of that is Breeze Airways. They just added a Myrtle Beach run flight. And in talking to their VP recently, I wanted to know how things are going, you know, in those the early first month or two of this whole thing. He said they're blowing the numbers away. You know, they would have expected, you know, to get, you know, sell a lot, about, you know, 70-75% of the seats in the first couple of months. And they were far exceeding that. They're almost filled every time.
Yeah, travel has really continued. And yeah, they said don't expect any big changes. People go, oh, when's it going to be cheaper to do, you know, flights? And they're like, it's going to be busy. Yeah. People have, and I don't know if that was COVID or what, but people said, I want to go see places, maybe because for that period of time they couldn't, and they want those experiences.
And the flip side of that is what we're seeing on the local level on the tourism front. Both Lackawanna and Luzerne County, as well as Monroe County, are seeing fantastic numbers. Kirk Camoni, who runs the Lackawanna County Visitors Bureau, is on our board. And when I talk to him about what's going on, he's busy every day. He's got groups that are coming to Scranton, groups that are coming across northeastern Pennsylvania to all of our tourism enterprises, certainly the Poconos, you know, with the water slides and the golf and the other, you know, long-term amenities, the casinos. People are traveling, and it bodes well for, you know, the long term as we continue to, you know, go out there and on a whole number of fronts to market northeastern Pennsylvania, to market our businesses, to market residents, you know, opportunities for quality of life. And the more of that, the more depth there is to this, I think the more legs it's going to have moving forward.
The Great American Getaway that Josh Shapiro, the governor, talked about trying to get our neighboring states, because, you know, hey, flying to Myrtle Beach, hugely popular. Yeah. Orlando, Florida, same thing. But there's a lot of interest in the not traveling way too far away, going by land. And there's a lot of interest in our state parks. We got numbers on that increasing. Yeah. And so these are all quality of life things that help, obviously, with business.
And of course, we'll take note of the fact that the governor started that whole presentation and the whole marketing campaign right here out at PNC Field.
Coincidence? No, probably
no,
not.
No. And then he came back.
Yeah.
You know, he went to Lake Wall and Pawpack, I think, the following week. But Nancy, I think you're right about this. It's a combination of things. It's the post-COVID period. It's where during the COVID period, people really did rediscover state parks and other capacity of, you know, recreational, outdoor recreational opportunities. And so that's continuing to be a big draw. Like, we take it for granted, don't we? I mean, we have so many great parks. And as residents or as basic, you know, the core citizens, a lot of times we're not paying attention to it, but there's a lot of people with disposable income that have an interest in that, and that's great to have those folks coming here.
Let's talk about the downtown areas. So you mentioned Carbondale, you can talk Scranton, any of these areas where COVID may have kept people in a remote work situation. We are seeing more and more evidence of people going back into the office, which is good news for the downtowns. And these businesses obviously need that foot traffic, need those workers as well to utilize their business.
Yeah, well, let me use downtown Scranton as an example. There are very few vacant spaces, office spaces, relatively speaking, throughout downtown Scranton. There are spaces, so if everybody's interested, reach out to the chamber, we can hook you up. But we have a building in the downtown, the Scranton Enterprise Center, which is our business incubator, virtually full of office operations. And we're getting inquiries on a regular basis. I mentioned earlier Urban Co-Works, a co-working space in downtown Scranton. Fantastic place. And it really ties into this whole idea, Nancy, of individuals who, you know, maybe have gone to work remote, or they're just starting their businesses off, or they need to grow their businesses, and they don't need full-time space. So you can lease a space relatively inexpensively, full-time across downtown Scranton or Carbondale or all across northeastern Pennsylvania. But if you're looking for just that, I need something for a day, I need something for a couple of days, I need to entertain some clients in a space, an operation like Urban Co-Works is exactly what you need. There's also, of course, a co-working space in downtown Wilkes-Barre.
Now, so when we say co-working space, you're talking about a general use and different uses, as you mentioned. You could have a number of clients, and it's a professional, and it's a lease opportunity, or as you said, it can be long-term, it can be just here and there. That's a really awesome idea so that someone is able to utilize it as they need it, as they're growing.
Yeah, and again, there's space, the urban co-work, not to do a commercial exclusively for them, but they have about five or six different types of space. So you could come in, literally you could come in, just lease a tiny little, you know, desktop for yourself and plug your laptop computer and work at that by yourself. Or you can use their conference spaces. You can use their, they have large and small meeting spaces, and they have larger offices. And that's really important. It's the right mix for, let me call it, a cosmopolitan community
right
downtown. You know, for years, people around the town said, you know, about Scranton, got a lot of nice stuff going on, but boy, we could really use a brewery, brew pub. Like, that's sort of a sign of, you know, what young people wanted. Well, now we have about five or six of them.
Right.
It's great, you know, but to me, that's a sign of the maturity, the quality maturing of a downtown like Scranton or Wilkes-Barre. And when you're adding co-working space, the diverse options for a lot of individuals, that's what they want. So you're going to, you know, it feeds off itself. The residential will feed from that as well.
Years ago, I got to check out one of these spaces when I was on the West Coast, and it's so...
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Cool. But I remember the guy telling me, he's like, yeah, some people aren't comfortable with this. They don't think it's like, well, what kind of business are you? You don't have your own office. But times have changed so much in that short period of time.
COVID and others.
Right. Yeah. And now I think it's almost seen as a smart business move, if I had to guess, because, you know, to Nancy, like your point, you don't have to rent the whole place. Plus, you get all the amenities of having an office, like all the printers and all that stuff. It's all part
exactly
of that.
Exactly right. Yep.
So you don't have to buy equipment either. And it's great.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you're in that startup phase or the, as we like to refer to it, the accelerator phase.
Yeah.
You want to grow. You want to grow your way into the business where you will need eventually that space as you become more successful. I think that is an awesome idea. It's great to know it's now available.
Yeah. I mean, and that's always been the model for our business incubators. You know, help them, give them, you know, small space to work in, but all the other amenities, including the conference space and technology that they need, get them to the point where they can grow. And then if need be, we can just move them into a different space, a full-time space in our buildings, or in many cases, we help them find space elsewhere.
And again, this is for people who have a new business, startup. Maybe they have an idea for a business, just need to start networking with people. I guess you could go in there for that.
It could be even an existing business that maybe did go remote, right, but still has need for people to get together. We're finding more and more of these businesses that went fully remote that say, we still need time where we network, where we're together, we come up with ideas. It's great for brainstorming. So this is a way for them to kind of still have that ability without having that huge overhead.
Yeah. We refer to this in the incubator space as a collegial meeting space. Again, the idea that, you know, you have 20 different businesses, you know, one or two person operations, every imaginable type of business in our business incubators, but we have beautiful common space that we created for them. So if they want to come out, get a cup of coffee, get a water, you know, just get a chance to get out of the office, it's an opportunity for them to connect with other individuals, and it happens all the time.
How do people get in touch with them directly if they wanted to book a space? I immediately think about in radio over the years, so many times I've worked with wedding DJs, and always they bring people to the office, the radio station. It looks cool, I guess. I don't know. And they sit down at a table that's busy or in a cubicle. They don't have their own space. Yeah. They never rent an office. This is ideal for that.
Yeah. Yeah,
anybody who's on the go like that, it's incredible.
And again, if anybody's interested in this, you can reach out to us at the Chamber at our website, www.scrantonchamber.com, www.scrantonchamber.com. Our member lists are there, and you can get the contact information from Urban Co-Works or our incubator space. And also, you can call and get a person, because we do have people there.
Yes.
We're not completely remote.
That's true.
And we can help you find the information you need and point you in the right direction.
I think this is so the future, because before I saw one of these in action, it was hard to understand. You're not renting a space at an existing business. It's almost like a hotel for business in a way. Yeah. Would you say that's a fair analogy?
Yeah, it's a great way to think about it. Because, again, you limited your overhead, and so much is done with technology these days, so that, you know, the small business operator can do an awful lot from different space, you know, plug and chug. I mean, I see people forget about their laptops. I see them conducting business on their phones.
Right.
And, you know, if you know how to use the technology, it's that much better, more efficient. Again, in the long run, our organization, the Chamber, is about growing business and growing jobs. Sometimes it's an entrepreneurial environment and you really want them to grow appropriately paced so that they don't grow too fast. And so places like shared space are a real value. And other times we want to do everything we can. We see where there's growth opportunity. The ideal is, we always point to a couple of examples we had, but the best one we had in our Scranton Enterprise Center was an organization started with one guy, and about 4 years later, he had 80 people in the building. Ultimately, he exercised an exit strategy, sold his company to a national firm. The company still exists, and now he's starting his next business.
Amazing.
Yeah. The only thing better, in my opinion, now he lives in Hawaii. No.
He's operating out of a different office in the same building.
No, that's a great success story.
Yeah.
All right. This is super interesting. Again, if you want to find out more information about shared office spaces or anything with the Scranton Chamber, the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, it's scrantonchamber.com. Bob, we'll do this again.
Always look forward to it.
Yeah,
in a month.
Yeah, the local business community update with the president of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, Bob Durkin. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Again, for more information about the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, including how to join, visit scrantonchamber.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.